On November 22, 2019, the music artist known as Diplo showed up to Delilah's wearing a white cowboy hat. Moments later, he was seen wearing a black cowboy hat. How is this possible? Well, that's what we'll explore. Welcome to The Hat Trick. The date was November 22, 2019. I had just left a rap party for Tosh.0 and decided to go to Delilah's to meet my best friend, Sylvia Greenstein. When I got there, we realized that Diplo was there. I wanted to go up to go talk to him, but he was too busy talking to other people, so I waited. Moments later, when I went to go look for him again, he wasn't wearing his signature white cowboy hat. Instead, I couldn't find him because he was wearing a black cowboy hat. I told my friend Sylvia, and she claims the hat was black the entire time. Now, her theory seems to make the most sense. But white and black are opposite colors. Also, I'm right, and Sylvia is a dumb bitch. We are best friends, and this is the only argument we've ever had. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you might remember that I tried to explain this situation on my Instagram story.
Two hats into the venue.
I like to be direct.
Which?
I'm gonna go put
two hats and a black hat.
But he had two hats.
He had two hats.
Diplo, please, if you know Diplo,
please tell me that he had two hats.
The amount of time.
But my flawless logic was lost upon my followers because I had decided to mix Xanax with booze. So I decided to do what anyone would do, create a true crime podcast to get to the bottom of what really happened that night and prove that me, Madison Sinclair, was right all along and her, Sylvia Greenstein, was wrong, was so wrong the entire time. But being a seasoned journalist, I have to get all sides of the story, even the stupidest. So I sat down with Sylvia and did an in-person interview.
So yeah, why don't you explain what happened on...
Why don't I explain your drunk delusions?
So
we were at Delilah's, and Diplo was there, and we saw Diplo, and then you couldn't find Diplo because Diplo was sitting at a table, and you're like, wait, where's Diplo? I need to talk to Diplo. I have to tell him something. There's something I have to tell him. There was something you were very, very insistent on telling.
I apologize for interrupting such intriguing dialogue, but she's right. There was something I wanted to tell Diplo. In 2015, I had my first audition, and it was to be in his music video. And when I got there, I found out it was for dancing, and I didn't know that. I'm not much of a dancer. And the casting director said, it's fine, just feel the music. We'll play the track, just freestyle something. He started the track, and 20 seconds in, he stopped it. And he said, I'm sorry that I asked you to do that. And he handed me back my headshot. And he asked me to leave. And that's the last time I've ever danced. And I thought maybe that would be a funny story to tell him. But back to this dump it.
After standing there for a bit of an awkward time, we just were like, all right, pass. And then you couldn't find him because he was sitting down. I was like, he's over there. And you're like, where is he? No, he's gone. I was like, Madison, right the fuck there. And you couldn't see him. And I was like,
okay. Because
he
was wearing a different hat.
No, bitch, how do you miss somebody wearing a fucking cowboy hat in a goddamn club? Like, you just couldn't see anybody or anyone. I was like, right there in the hat. And I don't know what the fuck color his hat was. All I know.
That she's a silly, silly bitch. Did you hear that? She didn't even know what color the hat was. How can I depend on her as a reliable witness? But to be fair, her friend smoking out of a Supreme bong and wearing a t-shirt that still had a tag from a Ross Dress for Less made some pretty valid points.
Very rarely does someone go into a bar wearing one cowboy hat, let alone fucking two.
You just can't argue with that sound logic. And Sylvia echoed a similar sentiment.
I mean, please, it wasn't like a beanie where he could just, you know, shove it in his sack and switch it out and, like, get away with that. Like, where do you fucking put a cowboy hat?
Fortunately, she's right. Diplo might have a meaty sack, but not meaty enough to hide an entire cowboy hat in. And when I googled Diplo ball size, nothing came back. So I had no choice but to dig a little deeper. I decided to contact Delilah's directly to see if I could obtain security footage from that night.
Hello, you've reached Delilah's.
Hi, I was just calling to see if I could possibly get security footage from November 24th from like 10 p.m. to midnight.
Excuse me?
I wanted to know if I could get security footage from November 24th from 10 p.m. to midnight. I'm trying to solve a dispute.
I'm sorry, is this regarding a criminal matter?
No, I was just a customer.
No, we don't give out security footage. Have a good day.
I'm gonna give him a call back.
Hello, you've reached Delilah, Trevor.
Hi, this is Madison. I think we got disconnected. I was just calling about the security footage for November 24th. I think we got disconnected earlier. I'm calling about the security footage from November 24th. I was trying to see if there's any way that I could possibly get it, and see if maybe you can make an exception, or...
Why don't you try reaching us online at Delilahs.com?
Okay, can I just ask you one more...
How do you reach Delilahs?
What are you hiding, Trevor? What are you hiding?
After these phone calls, I realized Delilahs themselves might be hiding something. I might have actually touched on a scandal way bigger than just two hats. How far did this go? Well, I'm willing to find out on the next The Hat Trick.
I changed my stance completely. I agree with you. It was a different hat.
Thank you.
The man's got enough money and a stylist and all kinds of people around him. I've rolled with people like this. They have wardrobe on standby.
I am not arguing with the possibility
I agree
you could
with
travel
you
with that.
I'm 100 on point with Madison now. It was a different hat because I've seen his Instagram. I follow the dude. I've seen him in a black hat. I've seen him in a white hat. I've seen him at the dealership that I go to in West Hollywood.
This is how Trump got elected.